There's a lot of talk about Afghanistan and the failure, leaving people behind. Afghan interpreters are actually in front of Parliament Hill today. There's potentially a hunger strike. But I'm going to tell you a story now about a hero. And this is the kind of story we need. A hero whose name is not known but should be. A hero who should receive the Canadian Victoria Cross, according to a new organization called Valor in the Presence of the Enemy, which is a not-for-profit. And it's one of the key members is someone you know, retired General Rick Hillier, who was the former chief of the defense staff who led the mission in Afghanistan. And he's here now, and I always thank you for your service, General Hillier. Great to have you here. And I want people, this story moved me so profoundly, and I want you to tell the story to our listeners across the country about Private Jess Randall LaRochelle. What's his story?
Evan, thank you, first of all, and glad to be on the show. And listen, Canadians should remember that name, Jess LaRochelle, an awesome young man, a young Canadian who served our nation when we asked him, who stood up and stood tall. On the 14th of October in 2006, he was with the 1st Battalion Royal Canadian Regiment Battle Group in Kandahar Province in Pashmal area. They were in what was called Strong Point Center, a small area that we had, I won't say fortified, but we had taken over to try to provide security to a route that we were helping the Afghans build to try and increase the commerce and their mobility throughout the area. The Taliban attacked at every opportunity they got. And Strong Point Center was one of those places to help secure it. The platoon that went in there to secure that area was down in strength. They'd taken some losses before. The replacements had not yet come in. They had a vehicle go down, which meant the section in that vehicle went with it back into Kandahar airfield. So they were under strength. They knew that an attack was probably coming because the Taliban wanted to kick them out of there. And they were short, so they wanted somebody into the observation post that was facing towards the most likely area. Only one person stuck his hand up and volunteered to go in there, Private Jess LaRochelle. Go in there by himself. You never put just one person in an observation post unless it's really dire circumstances. You always have two in case one goes down. The machine gun there requires two people normally to handle it. And Jess put his hand up and said he would go into the observation post. He went in there. The area Strong Point Center got attacked. Machine gun fire, rocket-propelled grenade fire, perhaps some anti-tank weapons, as in recoilless rifles. One of those rocket-propelled grenades exploded over Jess in the observation post, shredded the observation post itself, impacted upon him some of that shrapnel. And he said he looked up one time and he thought he was dreaming because of the little explosions overhead, which were mini bomblets that came out of that rocket-propelled grenade that detonated over him. The observation post was pretty much destroyed. He was banged up a lot. He fired a machine gun at the attacking enemy, about 20 Taliban fighters. As heavy machine gun fire came in on him, more rocket-propelled grenades came in on him. He fired his machine gun until he ran out of ammunition. And then he picked up some, there were some 15 M72
disposable rocket launchers.
And they're about cardboard tubes. He picked them up next to him and started firing them one at a time, taking the caps off, extending them, bringing the sight up, firing at the Taliban. I mean, it was a miracle, first of all, that they had not detonated during the explosion. So broke up the Taliban attack. His platoon commander, Lieutenant Corby, came rushing up there under fire, and he was a hero himself that day also. And he sang out to see if anybody was alive. He said, I thought there was nobody in that observation post still alive. It was destroyed so badly. And Jess LaRochelle's head poked up, and he doesn't like to be called this, but his baby face was looking back at the platoon commander, and he said, I'll give you covering fire. Come on in. Lieutenant Corby went into the observation post with him, said, I got nobody else to bring up here with you. We've got no cannon in fire support right now because two of the Lab 3 cannons have jammed because of the sand, and you've got to hold on here. And that's exactly what Jess LaRochelle did. He held on over some hours, helped keep the Taliban at bay, saved the rest of the platoon, saved Strong Point Center. And then that night moved with the rest of his platoon when they were relieved there back to Kandahar airfield because they had two of their battle buddies killed in that attack, moved back to Kandahar airfield to take part in that ramp ceremony, Evan, which you know so well. Participated and helped carry the body of one of his battle buddies onto the aircraft at home. And only after it was on there and he had said his farewell did he say to one of the medics who was at hand there, "I'm really hurting. Can you have a look at me?" And it was discovered because of the rocket-propelled grenades exploding overhead, his back was broken. And so he was horribly injured, in great pain, refused to abandon his position, fought the fight alone from that observation post, used the weapons at hand, said farewell to his friend by participating in the ramp ceremony, and has been paying a heavy price ever since. He was awarded the Star of Military Valor on the because of that action on the 14th of October. I think he was awarded it on the 14th of March, 07. And that's the second highest award for valor. We and our small group, Valor in the Presence of the Enemy, think that there are things that now we know that in the context of this scenario, the fact that he volunteered, the fact that the cannon were down and could not support him, the fact that he had, you know, a machine gun, which is a two-person weapon, and he was handling it himself, we think those things should be reconsidered. And we believe that Jess LaRochelle, incredible Canadian, deserves the Canadian Victoria Cross.
Speaking of General Rick Hilliers, telling the story of October 14th, 2006, the story of Private Jess LaRochelle. Folks, how old was Jess at that moment? He's 20. He was, this is not Rambo. He was a, as you describe him, a slight 20-year-old with a broken back. Two of his comrades were killed, four injured. And he never stopped, and he saved Canadian lives, and he did extraordinary things. And now Jess LaRochelle is in the hospital, and he's suffering. And I want people to know why this is important, because some people think, well, of course he should have the Canadian Victoria Cross. It was created in 1993. But General Hilliers, how many people have ever received this?
Nobody has ever received the Canadian Victoria Cross, Evan. This would be a first.
And it's important that he gets it now because he's paid a heavy price and his life is in his a price that may cost him his life, right?
It may, and hopefully he will not, but it certainly may. And we just think it's important that he gets it because he deserves it.
Tell us a bit about Jess now. Does he know you're doing this?
Yes, he does. And I have not spoken with him directly in his last days here, Evan, but I am going to. He indicated that he did not want to do any interviews himself, that if the Victoria Cross should be awarded, he would be privileged to receive it. But he also indicated he did want to speak to me, so I'm going to do that. He is in hospital. He's a sick individual. He's not well at all, obviously, and we're all worried about that. About what this great Canadian, I think I've said that three times now because I believe it so much, what this great Canadian is going through. And it's directly as a result of his combat and the operations and the wound that he took with a broken back in Afghanistan. So, you know, he's gone through a rough period of time since his release from the Canadian forces. And when I saw him, as I said, he was just a small, slim, and very young-looking soldier who just stood up for Canada in an unbelievable way. He would have made the Smoky Smiths of the world and the major Currys who won the Victoria Cross in World War II. He would have made them proud. He would have been one of them.
You've written a letter to the Governor General, retired General Rick Hilliers, and a group of people who want to celebrate Private LaRochelle. He deserves to be the first Canadian to be awarded the Canadian Victoria Cross. That is heroism, people, and bravery. Let's honor it.